I'm Marie Williams from Newtown AFC, and you're listening to the JD Cymru Premier Podcast with Webber and Jonah.
It's not good enough!
It's the JD Cymru Premier Podcast, and one event in the past few days has shown, surely, that there's more to life than football. All the best to Christian Edwards, who had a very serious health scare, suspected heart attack at one stage during training on Friday. Johnny, you've managed to catch up with him since. How is he and what happened?
Yeah, Mac, I think, most people know now that he was unwell just before last weekend. He was in training. He was taken ill in training. It took a while for him to get sorted as well, but the good news is that the medics have come in and done their job, and they ruled out the I think a heart attack was ruled out, which is a big worry of everybody, and that's a great positive. And of course, Mac, just from everybody else now, we just want him to get well soon, get look after his family and the kids, and football will take its turn in his priorities, and I'm sure he'll be back bubbling along and getting the Met challenging for Europe and the likes once again when he's ready. But for me, that's the important. Part as an old timer, trying to tell somebody younger, come back when you're ready, not before.
Well, all the best, of course, to Christian from all of us at the podcast. But you didn't really have to fear about the post-match team talk, did he, Jonah? Because if any of you have been on Twitter over the past couple of days, you would have seen Cardiff Met got in a suitable replacement, namely Christian's son, to do the post-match team talk. Fantastic video on Twitter.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, that was absolutely brilliant. His young son, Isaac, I think he had, the hits he've had is unbelievable. So, and it was a great idea from the lads to obviously give Christian a boost. And it's something for the boy to remember for the rest of his life. And most probably with Christian's pedigree, he might end up banging a blackboard in about 20 or 30 years' time. So, yeah, fantastic and well done to everybody involved in that, especially his son.
Now, just one final thought on this, Jonah. As you well know, being a manager, very stressful situation, especially in a league like ours where it doesn't seem to stop, really. Is there something more that can be done to help people keep an eye on their health as managers and coaches?
I think so, Mark. When things like this happen, sometimes you've got to take stock and you've got to look around and see what can be done. So we're not forcing on anybody, but we're hoping it can be done. These managers in this league, right? There's 12 of them at the moment, and the stress I think that these people go through is sometimes people just see the football manager's job as the win on the Friday or the Saturday, and they can enjoy it and then start again on a Tuesday, switch off, start again on a Thursday, switch off. This is 7 days a week, mate. I don't even think it's six. This is 7 days a week. It's all day. It's a thing we love, it's a thing football managers love, and it'll never change. From the oldest manager from years ago to the youngest manager just starting now. Once you're in it as the boss, you're not the coach. Coaching is very, very difficult, number two, number three, and physiotherapy is very difficult, playing is very difficult. But I think as the number one, you take everything because you're in charge, and you take the credit when you win, and you take a lot of the bad stuff when you get defeated. But it's a job which is intense, very, very intense. And I think any health checks which could be put up for the Welsh Premier managers, I would be the first one to say, yes, please, can we get everybody checked? Look, everybody needs it. If everybody was lucky enough, we'd all be having these hard checks. But the world's not like that at the moment, is it? It's a tough place. But I just think we could enhance our league a bit by looking after our 12 gaffers.
Well, it was a victory, of course, for Cardiff Met against Kevin Druids. Kevin Druids now facing, wanting obviously to get a win somewhere, and they face another team that perhaps got more of the headlines for losing last weekend. Aberystwyth Town knocked out of the Nathaniel MG Cup semi-finals by STM Sports. So how is this weekend's league game between Aber and Druids going to play out, Jonah?
Yes, I think it's the bigger hangover of the two will be with Aber. I think they'll be really disappointed to have gone down to Lanrimi and getting defeated by STM in a semi-final of a big competition. Don't forget, there's the added attraction, obviously, to every player is to see in the last couple of years, last two or three years, of the Iron Brew or the Tunnocks Caramel Wafer Cup, and everybody has that to look forward to as well. So that'll be a big disappointment to the Aber lads. But just to get defeated by STM, you know, they will be, it's a hangover they have to get over and get over quickly. By the way, I know we'll go through it later on, but congratulations to STM. It was a marvellous job for them, which they did. That's two Welsh Premier sides they've knocked out now. But Aber have to get their act back together now. They have to get back involved, heads on now, and make sure they secure their status in the JD Cymru Premier. They're ninth at the moment. They call on all experience now. And this type of game now, Friday evening, Huey's team, they were two men down, by the way, last week. Pritchard and Mudimu had got sent off, and they were defeated in the last couple of minutes to the Met. So they just got to get 11 players on the field. But the two they were suspended, Pritchard and Mudimu, are key players for them. So Aber may look at this as an opportunity to take their chance and get another league win. They won the first game of the season between these two, with Mark Williams and Kellaway getting the goals. And they won 2-1 at the Druids. So Huey will look for revenge with the Druids. I'm sure Aber will want 3 points from this year. So I think Friday night bumper game at Park Avenue, and both teams will want 3 points, I think.
Well, there's always two sides to football matches, isn't there? If you want to know how STM are feeling after getting through to their first League Cup final, quite an achievement for Cymru South side, who we have to remember 15 years ago were playing Parks football in Cardiff. Get yourself over to the Cymru South podcast that will be launched in the next couple of days. We've got a full interview with their chairman, Nigel Burcham, and me and Jono will obviously be talking about it from an STM perspective. Now, let's move on to Cardiff Met. They have a game this weekend. It's Carnarvon. How's that going to go?
Look, I suppose there was a lot of people pleased to see the Met get a win last week, for Christian's sake, and that's just being human. But they had to work hard to get it to Met, you know, with that 2-1 victory in the last couple of minutes. So they haven't won away. They haven't won the last three away, though. So they'll have to get their act together, because they're going to the hardest place in the league, I think, at the moment, aren't they? The Oval. They've had 7 games at home, 2 draws, 2 early draws, and 5 wins in a row now. So Sean Eardley's really got Carnarvon going at the Oval. You know, it's a 5th against 6th encounter. They won the first game, Carnarvon 1-0. So I think it's a great game for Friday night on Scario. I just think that there will be goals in it. The Met boys will again travel up and try and get something from their gaffer. It's nice to see Elliot Evans get back amongst the goals last week. People like him need to stand up and be counted now. When they're going through a rough period, they need to stand up and be counted and turn their season back around. But the smart money most probably says the Covies will be favourites at home. And what a fantastic achievement that would be, to get 6 wins in a row on home soil. 6 wins in a row on home soil would be a massive achievement for them. And they're capable of doing it. So, big game Friday night.
Of course, the other side to make that final, Connors Quay Nomads. First League Cup final for 20 years, beating Balor in an enthralling game. So, a lot for Andy Morrison to think about now. Top of the league, through to that final. Here's his thoughts.
You know, we've come a hell of a long way. Chairman backed me when I came in, and you know, as you said, that's 4 finals now in just over 18 months, and you know, we've got to be doing something right here for that to happen. I got fortunate, I've got a great staff, and I got a fantastic group of players. And when it comes to nip and tuck games that are always 50-50 and there's thin lines between the two teams, far too often Connors Quay come out on top for it to be coincidence. So, you know, we do a lot of hard work, we do a lot of work through the week, and it comes to fruition sometimes on a Saturday. You know, all we're responsible for is the preparation, the outcome, that's in the lap of the Lords. Today it went our way on a couple of key moments, you know, and when we do get our noses in front of 2-0, we're very, very hard to break down to actually get clear chances if everybody does their jobs. So really pleased today, and, you know, great credit to my group of players again for getting to a final.
And that Nathaniel MG Cup final is on the 1st of February. It will be live on Scario at 5:15. Don't know the venue yet, so keep your eye out for that. Probably not as much travelling to the venue for the final, I would suggest, as the Nomads face this weekend. One heck of an away day with a polar opposite. Connors Quay Nomads, top of the table. Penybont, bottom. and the distance between them in miles is pretty spectacular as well. What do you think of this game, Jonah?
It was positive that this time last week for Griff and company down in Penobont. They'd had 4 points out of six in the last two away games, and this just shows how tough the league is at the moment. One defeat against Barrytown, where they weren't at their best, I think you'll agree with that. And at the moment, then it looks like, you know, everything's up in the air and times are hard. But look, this is the type of game I think from Penobont. Griff will get him and he'll say, we've got to look after each other. We're playing against a team who were undefeated. They won the first game 3-1, Connors Quay. To be undefeated, by the way, Mark, to this time stage of the season for Connors Quay, to make the final of the League Cup as well, you know, things are happening at Connors Quay. And this is just another big game for them. Every game for Connors Quay, I think, once you're top of the league, become mini cup finals. Is it a mini cup final for Penobont? It's a mini cup final, but a bonus one for them, if you know what I mean. They would, if they were to get a point out of this Penobont, it would be a tremendous point after last week's result against Barry. But Connors Quay will be all over getting three. They got that 4 point gap now, and they want to keep that gap. They'll know Penobont did really well twice against TNS. A 3-2 victory for TNS and a 2-1 victory for TNS against Penobont. So perhaps Griff's boys raise their game against the big boys. Well, they'll need to Saturday, because the smart money again says it looks like Connors Quay for three. But Penobont simply have to fight their way back up the league table and try and claim at least a point here.
But in bad news for the Nomads, just heard that George Horan has a 3-match suspension for violent conduct in a game with TNS. He also picks up another game suspension because he's on his second batch of suspensions. So not this weekend, but the weekend after, Nomads without George Horan for about 4 games. What do you think of that?
Well, could be a big blow to him, because I think we spoke about him a couple of weeks ago when they defeated Barriott. He's a brilliant leader, Horan, 37 years of age. So the ban will hurt him, you know, a 4-game ban will hurt him. But listen, I think Morrison's squad are a big squad. Christmas time is approaching now. I'm sure if they had to bring another one in to boost their numbers at Christmas, he'll be disappointed he's lost his captain. But somebody else has to stand up to the plate. And I'm sure George will be back raring to go after the 4 games. Look, I don't know, like you said, his retrospective. Somebody's seen something which is costing the ban, and that's why he's got it. But I think we just have to put up with it on a long season, which I don't think they're going to let anything like that upset them as much as that.
So it's Airbus TNS as well this weekend. Let's hear from Scott Rusko ahead of that game.
You can't keep going over 11 months of the season. You'll have burnout. Your minds become tired, not just your bodies, but your minds become tired, and that's when obviously problems occur because of complacency and things like that against teams that ideally we should be winning. Mistakes happen, and everyone's human. So I think a decent break away from the training ground and away from the club, and then back to it today, has been imperative for us.
And what do you think is going to happen between these two sides, Jenna?
The first game was a funny game when TNS played at home. They were 6-2, weren't they? I think they were 6-0 up at half time, something like that. So they'll be looking to obviously get on the tail ends of Connors Quay. TNS, they'll expect to win this one. They want 2 goals for their 2,000th goal in this league. So you have to say, everybody will expect TNS to win. But Airbus, they lost their last 2 at home, but they lost their last 6 out of 7. So a bit like the Penobont game, for Airbus, this becomes a bonus fixture. You've got to get out of these type of fixtures whatever you can. We mentioned the young lad last week. In the game when, the first game when the New Saints won 6-2, the young substitute Peters come on and scored a brace in the second half. So, you know, you've just got to look at things like that. But everything points to a struggling Airbus doing well to get anything from this fixture. And O'Shaughnessy will know what it's all about, whether he banks in behind and just tries to cling on for a 1-0, or whether he decides to say to his team, look, we're not in the best of patches at the moment, we'll just have a go at them and try and make a game of football of it, who knows. But it's a difficult game for Airbus and a difficult time at the moment in their season. So I would expect TNS to just go to Broughton and get the win.
Well, Barry, back into winning form. Two men definitely involved in that 3-0 win over Penabont. Luke Cummings, one of the Scorior five in form this week, as it happens, and George Radcliffe. Here they are, speaking to Gwyn Darfell.
Luke Cummings, after three defeats, great for Barry Town United to strike back with an emphatic victory tonight.
Yeah, it was massive. It was definitely important to get back to winning ways after the last three games. You know, we've been off the boil the last three, so most important thing was to, not the performance, just to get the 3 points. So I thought we'd done that tonight.
Your first season here at Jenner Park, and your first goal for the club as well this evening.
Yeah, it was a long time coming. I haven't scored one for a while, but hopefully there's a couple more to come.
That put Barry Town United 2-0 up. Kay McLagan scored the third, but when it was 2-0, George Ackliffe, fantastic penalty save.
Yeah, it went too bad. I didn't touch him, to be fair, and the rest of the pen, and sometimes that happens. You just got to deal with it and do your job. And I dived the right way and just got a hand to it, tipped around the post. So, yeah, it's a good, nice to have another clean sheet for the boys, and yeah, it's a good win, great win.
Well, clean sheet in the league for you, and a clean sheet as well for the Wales in the 21s midweek. Not a bad week for you.
Yeah, it's a decent week. To be fair, two clean sheets in a row, it's not bad going. And I'm doing all right, to be fair, so hopefully this keeps going and get a few more.
Yeah, so you're new boys here at Jenner Park, enjoying the season?
Yeah, definitely. It's run so professionally down here, you know. Everything's done right, you know, we get looked after. So, you know, hopefully now our performances can kick on and we can keep putting pressure on the top two.
And yourself, George?
Yeah, the exact same. The boys have been different class. Coaching staff have helped me so much, and everyone's been really good to let me settle in. And it's been top class, fair play.
And a bit of a funny 2 weeks coming up, because you've got Newtown in the league next weekend and then Newtown in the cup the following week.
Yeah, it's a difficult one, but you know, we just prepare as we always do. You know, we take one game at a time, and nice cup run would be nice, but we'll just take out game by game and see what happens.
So what are you hoping for in the next couple of weeks then, George?
Well, a few more wins, hopefully a few more clean sheets, and then we'll be right up there challenging for the title. So yeah, that's what I want.
And when you get back to the dressing room, is Luke Cummings going to talk to you and bore you to death about his first goal in how long?
Yeah, probably. I would have thought so. Wow. Especially from that far out there, I would have thought he'd be speaking about it for a while.
Once every 3 years is not too bad, is it?
And there was definitely a reason why Luke Cummings made that Scorior list, eh, Jonah?
Yeah, it was a good goal from Luke. It's nice to see the full-backs flying forward and striking a good goal in from the edge of the box. And he's on good form. He's playing well. And Barry, they had a good win. I think they just did their job properly against Penabont. There was a few questions asked last Friday. They had three defeats in a row. They let in 9 goals in their last three games. But they come out and set their stamp on the game quite early. And they were good winners. They were very good winners. So I think Gavin Chesterfield will look at this again now. It's second versus eighth place at home. Type of fixture you would expect to win. But I know Gav quite well. And he always says Newtown are a challenging team for him to play against. They always get the ball down at Barry and enjoy themselves, Newtown. So they might look forward to coming down and having a decent game of football. One word, Mac, I think if Craig Williams starts Saturday for Newtown, it's his 400th start. That is a fantastic achievement by anyone at any level. So good luck, Craig, on Saturday at Jenner.
And the final game to catch our eye this weekend is going to be Carmarthen against Ballon. Now, Declan Carroll also caught my attention the other week when they were playing. Now, I haven't heard about Declan for a while. Have I been going deaf, or has he been a bit under the radar?
No, you haven't been going deaf. Boy's a good player. Boy's a good player, Mac. He's been a good player for a few years. Started off at Carmarthen a few years ago. Went to Aberystwyth, you know, spotted and then back to Carmarthen. This boy's a good player. If he gets it right, I mean, there's a lad in in the English Premier League, the lad Dele Alli at Tottenham, you know, just in relevance of talk, and then that type of player. He's key to them when they're playing. He goes past players, he nicks goals. Carroll has the ability to do that. I'm not saying he has the ability of Alli, but he has the ability to play, you know, at this level in that sort of role, and he could be a key figure in Christian O'Leary's new setup. They had a great win under Christian in his first fixture, 3-0 at the Met. I was there, and they really did everything required of him and really did well to give him a bit of hope for the rest of the season. But Ballard come to the Old Gold on Saturday. Ballard enjoy it. They really do enjoy it at the Old Gold. And I think it's a long time since Carmarthen have won against Ballard on home territory. So it could be another good thing for Christian Woody to get him to turn it around on Saturday. I think, there you are, Mark Camarden, last one at home versus Ballot on the 16th of 11th, 2013. So that's a long time ago. It's a brilliant record for Ballot. And if you're somebody like O'Leary, you're in the changing rooms and you're saying, hey, how about taking this one this week and get us some points, a 3-point all against Ballot for the first time in 6 years. But they're really playing well, Ballot. As you said, Venable, still the top dog in the league with 13. So you expect him to be on fire. Rob Les, Henry Jones. And they're not giving many goals away again now, Ballot. So it's a tough ask for Carmarthen to get something from this game. But I think after last week's victory, Christian would take a point. Colin, I think, might be after three.
That's a lot from us for 7 days. Remember, clubs getting involved with the Rainbow Laces campaign this weekend to promote LGBT awareness in football and in the wider community. So well done to all those clubs getting involved in that. Me and Jonah are going to speak to you in 7 days' time. Have a nice weekend.